for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights where the latest neon promises are.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. Tim Roberts of Patriots Relief has already set up the coupon code discount. Dr. Jeff, D-R. Capital J-E-F-F, no period behind doctor, capital D, capital J, Dr. Jeff, one word. The discount is set up. You can go to the website patriotsrelief.com or give Tim and his family a call, 877-230-1776. If you'd like to get some CBD products for your animals, talk to Tim. Get 45% off, free shipping. Just use Dr. Jeff, capital D, capital J, no space, no dot. Greatly appreciate them coming on the show this morning. One of the things as we head into the last 6 days of this election that people need to be aware of is the fact that they have to get information out to people who are still undecided. Both of the campaigns are trying to do that. They are trying to educate, inform the undecided vote. Many people have already voted early via absentee. People started taking advantage of 9 days of early voting this past Saturday. That goes until Sunday, this Sunday, November 3rd at 5 o'clock. Now remember, The process is this. Two things are happening. Daylight savings time. So 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, the clocks go back an hour, you get an extra hour of sleep. So that time is going to be corrected for Sunday's early voting until 5 p.m., the time we have Eastern Standard Time. Daylight savings time is over, so therefore you get an extra hour to sleep, get some things done Sunday morning, and still have time to go vote 5 p.m. on Sunday. The polls are basically showing three states are going to have, in fact, the keys to the Oval Office. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin via the Electoral College. Michigan, they're saying right now, is a toss-up. Personally, I don't believe that. They've been undercutting Donald Trump in 2016. They did to him again in 2020. I think they're doing it again this year. There's only one caveat condition. Caveat condition is that basically, we the people are going to get out en masse from groups they don't expect. The paradigm shift has happened in a couple of blocks of certain type of individuals. And I think it's going to surprise the mainstream media, the Democrat Party. I think it's going to be a lot bigger a victory than what they're predicting for Donald Trump over Harris. Who are these groups? Deer hunters. We've been talking about that for months now, wanting to get the PAGS video out to the deer hunters to motivate them to vote early until 5 p.m. on Sunday, or make sure they come and vote on Election Day. Churchgoers, people of faith. I talked to Pastor Ralph Rebant in Traverse City. We just happened to bump into each other at the Costco. And he said that he has been working with a lot of pastors around the state of Michigan, begging, pleading with them to get involved in advising their congregation to make sure they get registered to vote and they show up and vote. For them, the majority of them, comes down to the issue of abortion. Now, as the Democrats are trying to use this issue to get out the vote for their side, they don't realize that when they say Donald Trump is going to impose a nationwide abortion ban, which he's not going to do, that is in the think tank, the Heritage Foundation's 922-page document, Project 2025. You may be seeing that in commercials. You may be seeing the ads as a response to Project 2025 and how Donald Trump will do all these things. What the left doesn't understand is when you run those ads and it says Donald Trump will implement a nationwide abortion ban, that motivates pro-life Christians to vote for him. They think it only applies to young people and women who want their choice when it comes to abortion. 20 states out of the 50. Now listen to those numbers. 20 states out of 50 currently have some form of restrictions on abortions. Well, in these ads, they're claiming that Donald Trump will implement those type of restrictions to the other 30 states. Well, first of all, it can't be done in Michigan. Why? Because of Proposal 3's passage. Our state's constitution basically enshrined anything goes abortion in the state of Michigan. A president, Donald Trump, a U.S. Senator, Mike Rogers, a U.S. Congressman, Jack Bergman, state representatives, Republicans representing you in your district, state senators, Republicans that represent you in your districts. None of these people, not the president, not a U.S. senator, not a state senator, not a state representative, not even a congressman who's technically in control of the purse strings of the U.S. federal budget, can do a dang thing about abortion in Michigan. Can't do it. That's why when I see these Elisa Slotkin ads attacking Mike Rogers as being pro-life, all they're doing is driving right-to-life supporters, Christians, people who go to church. All you're doing is reinforcing them to vote for Mike Rogers. But the left doesn't understand that. They think if they use these fear tactics, false evidence appearing real, that the liberal left and women and young voters will get out and vote for the Democrats. They don't realize they're actually triggering pro-life people. Some are Democrats. I know there's coalition groups out there, Democrats for Life, Democrats that are pro-life. Many of them are Catholic. They're Catholic. And they're Democrats. And they vote. Normally, they vote Democrats. But for them, the number one issue, if they're true religious believers, go to church every Sunday. They go to Mass. They do everything that they do. Life is more important than party. And I think this is a major block of people they're underestimating that are going to vote for the Republicans and Donald Trump to be president. Another group, we already mentioned the hunters, the gun owners, Muslims. Both Dearborn and Hamtramck Muslim leaders that are in control of city government in Dearborn and Hamtramck have endorsed Donald Trump. Very, very, very interesting. Washington Post, I refer to it lovingly as the Washington Compost. They came out, their editorial board, they're not going to endorse Harris or Trump. They're staying neutral. First time almost ever, I believe it was decades ago, was the last time they didn't endorse in a presidential race. That is a very loud sounding bell to their readership that they are trending to support Donald Trump, but they don't dare come out and endorse him. By not endorsing Harris, it is somewhat a quasi-endorsement of Donald Trump. Last group. Amish people. Very much working in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, the large Amish population. Republican Party leadership in those states are offering to pick the Amish up and take them to the polling place this coming Tuesday, November 5th. Over 90,000 Amish people in Michigan. I did not realize the Amish population was that large. 140,000 Amish in Pennsylvania and over 70,000 Amish in Wisconsin. These are groups, people, that we don't normally see high turnout in. Deer hunters, people of faith, especially Catholics, Muslims, and Amish. All these blocks of voters leaning, trending toward the Republicans and Donald Trump. I don't even know if they're polling these people. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one before we move on to other news stories in Lansing as well as national stories as we head into the election this coming Tuesday. Mac up in St. Ignace, the Democrats, especially after they lock up grandma for praying outside of a Planned Parenthood office and all the others they've prosecuted, men, women, even allowing abortion even until after the baby is born. That's pure evil. Actually, technically, it's murder. The one candidate, I believe, running for governor in Virginia, McAuliffe, others around the country saying, hey, let the baby be born. Disconnect the umbilical cord and then don't take care of it. The mother and her doctor being able to decide whether or not to basically starve, dehydrate the baby to death. Just go ahead and leave it on the table or throw it in a trash can or whatever. That's murder, folks. But yet some of these pro-choice abortion activists, that's what they believe. Now, one of the other comments that came in, this is Randy Walker up in Brutus, our mailman. He says, my Amish neighbors don't vote. I responded, talk to them. Show them the PAGS video. And I sent it to them. Offer to pick them up and take them to the polling place. If they're not registered to vote, they can go to their local clerk's office and register before the election. They can even do it, Randy, on election day. All they have to do is show photo ID and a utility bill or a tax bill to verify their residency. Better yet, if they have a birth certificate, they can take that with them and prove they're a U.S. citizen. Get them to register to vote, take them to the polling place, Let them vote on election day. It's going to be close because of two things I think that Jocelyn Benson's up to. I saw her press conference on local news. She was beaming with this Cheshire Cat smile on her face that almost 25%, 1.5, 1.6 million people have already voted in Michigan. Why did she have that snarky smile on her face? Because she knows that if they have the numbers early enough, and they kind of figure out what the numbers are, they're going to be able to fill ghost ballots and put them in the drop boxes to offset the support for Trump and the Republicans. It's not conspiracy theory, folks. It's facts. They did it in Atlanta, Georgia. They did it in Detroit. They did it in Madison, Wisconsin. They did it all across the country back in 2020. I witnessed it with my own eyes at the TCF Center, Cobo Hall's basement. 3:44 in the morning the next day, I saw the perfectly pristine, flat, supposedly absentee ballots that were dropped off at drop boxes in Detroit, not in envelopes. Flat, pristine, laser-printed ballots for Biden and Gary Peters. Saw it with my own eyes. You guys cannot tell me that I did not see with my own eyes what I saw. Patrick Kolbach, Bob Cushman, Roseanne Punkowski. The list goes on and on and on. We all saw it. We filled out affidavits. They were ignored. They were ignored by our legislators in Lansing. They were ignored by Senator McBroom. They were ignored by Senator Tice. None of them wanted to see our affidavits. I know because we delivered them to them in Lansing. The question is going to be if they underestimate the turnout. They don't print enough ghost ballots and put them in the drop boxes. The overwhelming too big to rig turnout, I think, is going to be what saves the day next Tuesday, Election Day, November 5th. But we are going to have to do this, people. Randy, you're going to have to talk to your Amish neighbors. You got to explain to them what is at stake. Inflation, higher prices affects them too. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays.